I made the choice to have an affair. I couldn't tell enough lies.
He said, but just know this, you will never have the relationship that God wants you to have with Susan as long as you keep this secret.
We've been through that war, and God was there and healed and brought redemption and restoration and gave a marriage that we really never thought possible.
Well, we all know that every marriage requires a level of intentionality, and sometimes that's as simple as having a routine date night where you rekindle the spark of romance. But other times it's dealing with some really difficult challenges, such as the ones you'll hear about today on this edition of the podcast. Hi, I'm Kurt Bruner, your host, and thanks for listening. Raul and Susan Cox faced a crisis in their marriage. After years of the poison of deception and unfaithfulness, they came to a point where they had some vital decisions to make, and part of that required getting honest with one another about what was going on. Now, you can learn more about Reengage, which is a ministry that you'll hear them refer to throughout this story, by coming to our website and learn how perhaps you can take advantage of that same process. But even just the process of listening to their story will serve as a reminder, whether your marriage is struggling or doing great, it'll be a reminder of just how powerful the gospel is and how each of our marriages are both to picture the gospel, but also how the gospel of Christ can invade a marriage that's in trouble. So for about the next 6 to 7 minutes, we're going to hear from Raul and Susan Cox, as well as another couple that worked through this journey with them as they moved from a marriage in crisis to a marriage of hope.
We were the basketball crazy parents at every game, really investing our time with Kristen and Brittany, picking up the Bible on Sunday and going into church to look good, like the Coxes had it all together. So the girls grow up and they move out. And I think at one point you said we were living an undivorced state. On a Sunday morning, Raul was looking through the church bulletin and found a little blip that talked about Reengage. We were at a point where we needed complete resurrection.
We're facilitators with Reengage. I was immediately drawn to Raul. I loved Susan because she wasn't afraid to talk.
The first night, I remember counting the fibers of the carpet, thinking, how fast can I get out of here? And we had an opportunity that night to hear a testimony of a couple. And as soon as they started, I remember just coming to the edge of the seat thinking, people really talk about this. Again, sitting there thinking, just in pride, I would never, ever, ever be willing to do that. We both were at that place where we just wanted to fix each other.
The curriculum is designed to eliminate hiding places.
It's like God was just saying to me, trust me through this.
He was already aware, but the group was not.
And I remember looking at you and saying, you know, are you ready for this? Here we go. And so we purged.
She just kind of decided to it was time to tell all.
I made the choice to have an affair. I couldn't tell enough lies. Just got to a point where life was out of control. I just remember back in this room just saying, you know what, God, I need you. The very next night, my daughters called me in and had all the evidence up on the computer. The sin was exposed. I just remember standing there in front of them thinking, how can I tell one more lie to say that, no, that's not your mom. I didn't do this. The next morning, I go and just begin spilling this out to him in little pieces.
She truly felt like it was all her fault and that the problems in their marriage were very much on her shoulders.
He was at a point of despair, was considering hiring a private investigator to follow her around, didn't feel like he could trust her. And we went through a process where I encouraged him to pursue her as a lover, not exercising his rights as a victim.
I just started to dive in also to Scripture, just understanding God's love for me and that I needed to show that love to Susan and to pursue her, start dating her again, to understand her needs, understand her love language, and really just get to know her.
I kept thinking, he's really loving me in a way that hadn't happened in a while.
The way they looked at each other and the glow on her face, you could just tell that she felt loved. She realized in the course of the first several weeks that it wasn't up to her to repair her marriage. It was up to her to pursue Christ and allow him to work.
Guilt and shame wasn't the obstacle to a solution anymore. It started a domino effect for the group becoming authentic, and it allowed all of us to really dig in to where we were with our marriages and where we were with our relationship with Christ.
We get through the process of our re-engage journey. Our intimacy and our joy was something we hadn't experienced before.
We were asked, is there anybody from your group that could give a testimony and help us with newcomers? And so we immediately said, Raul and Susan.
Obviously, we said, yes, we'd love to. We'd love to give back and be a part of that great ministry. The first night we went in there, we told our story.
When you end Re-Engage, it's not an ending. It really, truly is the beginning.
What Susan didn't know at the time was there was another part to that story.
A fateful day in June, I get a call in the morning, a text actually, from Raul saying, I need your advice on a particular subject. And he said, Robbie, I've got a problem. I'm a hypocrite.
It was something, a secret that I had for 8 years. The infidelity didn't start back in 2008. The infidelity in our marriage started back in the year 2000.
And I said, Raul, you've got to tell Susan. And he said, no.
He said, but just know this, you will never have the relationship that God wants you to have with Susan as long as you keep this secret.
She was taking the fall for the problems in their marriage to a great degree. It had to be killing him.
So as he sat there and he's holding my hands and he says, there's something that I need to tell you. You know, he began to share. Of course, the hurt and the anger rushed in. The people that I called were people in our group.
A quarter to midnight that night, I received a text from him and he said, Robbie, it went terribly south, and within an hour, we were over at their house. It was messy and ugly. Susan was hurt to the core.
It's important to be able to process the anger and process that emotion and yet have someone kind of hold you in check a little bit.
Deep, deep hurt I saw in her eyes that night. It was tough. What was different about this time through our journey through Re-Engage is that we had tools.
They came to a point of, we're not quitting now.
The time that it took for forgiveness to come from Susan or that journey was very, very short. Yeah. I think within just a couple of weeks, Susan came to me and she said, Raul, I forgive you. We're in a good place. We're pursuing Christ.
You've got this focus on your marriage, and you've got this magnifying glass out.
The focus isn't on the behavior, not that it's insignificant. The focus is on your character and your ability to grow in your relationship with Christ.
We just want to see marriages radically changed. We've been through that war, and God was there and healed and brought redemption and restoration and gave a marriage that we really never thought possible.
I'd like to say thanks to the Coxes for letting us share their story and invite you once again to find out more about the Re-Engage Ministry by visiting our website and take advantage of some of the other tools that are available to help you become intentional about creating a God-honoring marriage in your home. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.